From Slavery to the Stars, a personal journey written and narrated by Andrea Kindred. This book is my granny responsibility. My California grandkids inspired it. They have families, and AJ wanted to know where he came from, who his people were. Chris asked how I met Malcolm X, and Janina queried, if I worked on Star Trek, why had they never seen me? Writing the answers was too lonely. Talking about it was easier, and the answers became a solo show, From Slavery to Star Trek. I premiered the show at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and it got invited to the very important Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It was well received, and a Sydney, Auckland, and Los Angeles show followed. The COVID-19 lockdown birthed this book. Many thanks and gratitude to all of you who worked in some way to keep us safe and healthy during that time. Warning. The voices in this book all come from my head. Some faint, some indelibly imprinted. Sometimes I'm looking back, and sometimes I feel there in that moment. It may be a bumpy ride and a bumpy read, because I couldn't afford a ghostwriter. We are only two, and yet our howling can encircle the world's end. Frightened, you are my only friend. And frightened, we are everyone. Someone must take a stand. Coward, take my coward's hand. That's from Eve Merriam's The Coward. Part 1. I'm here because they were. Chapter 1. For Jim Shankill, the Mississippi wasn't just a river. That raging river was an almost impossible impediment separating him from Winnie, the woman he loved. She had been stolen from him and was somewhere on the other side. He was determined, willing to risk everything to get across that river to find her. Jim couldn't just catch a ferry. He was a runaway slave. If he was caught, it would guarantee at least a whipping. At the extreme, if an example was needed, his feet could be amputated. Slave catchers, like some law enforcers today, did whatever they liked. They encouraged a reputation so fearsome it would stop even thoughts about freedom. Winnie and Jim had been enslaved on different plantations in Mississippi, and they'd met at church. The Catholic Pope had used saving African souls as the justification for ripping them from their families and homelands, stealing these potential artists and innovators. Slaves were allowed Sunday off to worship and to form community. Church wasn't Christian kindness. It was control. Religion offered rewards payable after death in the sweet by and by. That required obedience in the here and now. The word of God was explicit. Slaves, accept the authority of your masters with all deference, not only those who are kind and gentle, but also those who are harsh. And, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Try to please them all the time. Not just when they are watching you. Serve them sincerely because of your reverent fear of the Lord. Well, that fear was shared, encoded, and passed on to the next generation. I'm sure Winnie and Jen made their lives as good as they could without having control of them. But when Winnie and her three children were sent to a plantation in Texas, there was no way Jim would be without her. Jim was a planner, intelligent and determined. One night, he slipped off into the darkness, leaving home to find the woman he loved. Jim became a runaway, slave catcher prey. Winnie and the children had traveled down river to the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?